the KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
Listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, this is KDKA. It's 8:09. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning.
Very excited to have our next guest on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Former Pirate first baseman Al Oliver joins us from his hometown in Port Smith, Ohio. Scoops, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, good morning, Pittsburgh.
Well, you know, you were a fan favorite, and I want to make sure that our fans know that you recently have a very special distinction that's come your way.
Yes, I was very fortunate enough to be inducted into the Negro League Baseball Museum Hall of Game, and that's going to be on June the 10th, and I'm looking forward to it. And probably the most important thing about that is who I'm going in with. Maury Wills and Tony Perez.
Oh, cool.
And, that's very important to me. Sometimes it's who you're going in with. And, of course, you know, Dave Stewart is to receive an award as well. And so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm curious. When you go back to your playing days and the opponents that you faced who were on the other teams, like Tony Perez from the Reds and others, in your post-baseball days, do you guys stay close? Do you connect at some level?
The one guy that I connect with all the time, and that's Don Gullett. You know, because you knowing where Portsmouth is, if you go right across the bridge, you're
sure.
In Kentucky.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Don lives in Kentucky, and we're like 5 miles apart. So we get together at least once a month and have lunch and talk about the old days. And we still have that connection.
How many times did he strike you out?
You know, believe it or not, I never thought that I did that well against him, but I think I hit 330 or 340 off of him.
Really?
And I would have never thought that. He said the only two left-handers that he couldn't get out were myself and Billy Williams.
I'll be darned.
Well, I remember I was a young guy, went to my first Pirates game. My dad took me and my brothers. I could still, that excitement of going to the Forbes Field and the smell of the popcorn and walking up and seeing the field, and Scoops was on first. Al Oliver. Man, that's exciting. Then you went on to win a World Series with the Buccos. But your visit with us this morning is really amazing because a lot of people don't know that there's going to be a world premiere opera, and it's going to be in English, and it has a lot to do with baseball in this town.
Are you singing this, Al? Are you one of the singers?
Well, I had to find out exactly what they had in store for me. Because don't bring me back to Pittsburgh and embarrass me. But I found out that I won't sing, although I can sing. But
really?
What I'll be doing is just basically showing my face and just standing around, you know, talking with some of the other players while the real opera people will be doing their thing. And it's kind of a throwback to Josh Gibson days, you know, when they had the Crawford Grill and those days when players just sit at a table and just talk about old times. And that's basically what I'll be doing. And like Sean Gibson told me a couple of days ago, he said, Al, if you come back to Pittsburgh and can't do what we have you to do, then you should never come back to Pittsburgh.
And what they're doing, in case you haven't heard, the Pittsburgh Opera is putting a world premiere on The Summer King. And the first performance is going to be next week on April 29th. And this is literally the world premiere with the story of baseball legend Josh Gibson. How much of an inspiration was Josh to players when you started into the majors, knowing that you stand on the shoulders of guys like Josh Gibson?
It's an outstanding feeling, knowing that there were guys that went before me. And the thing that I always admired about the Negro League players was the fact that they played the game for the fun of it. They had lots of fun. And they weren't bitter or angry type players, because most of them knew that if they ever had a chance to play in the major leagues at that time, that they would have been some of the best players to play in the major leagues. But they enjoyed playing the game. They had a tough time, but they adjusted to it well as far as where they had to stay, where they had to eat. And even when they had to wash their clothes, they pretty much had to hand wash them and then hang their clothes on the outside of the bus for them to dry. And for players to go through that adversity, you know, it meant a lot for me because although I got a little bit of the racism when I was in the minor leagues, but I caught the tail end of it. And I'm glad I did catch the tail end of it because you take someone like a Jackie Robinson, what he had to go through, I'm pretty sure that I could not have withstood that. And I'm just glad that the Negro League players were able to continue to play baseball the way it should be played and have fun doing it.
Well, and we just went through Jackie Robinson Day and weekend, and for those that don't know, Josh Gibson died very young at age 35 of an aneurysm just a few months before Jackie Robinson broke the color line in the major leagues.
Yes.
So very significant.
And you're right. And, you know, the thing about this, I sit back and I think about some of the Negro League players who passed away early, there had to be a lot of pressure on those guys. And sometimes when you conceal pressure, that's when things like that happen. You know, it does cut your life short. But they gave a big sacrifice for players like myself. It gave me an opportunity. And the thing that I've always felt good about is it took somebody from my home area, like Branch Rickey, to be the one to bring Jackie Robinson into the game of baseball in the major leagues.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for us. Al Oliver, former Pirate first baseman, coming to Pittsburgh as part of the Pittsburgh Opera, The Summer King, the story of Josh Gibson. Very exciting April 29th first performance. Al, break a lip.
Well, if I have to, I can.
I have no doubt.
We'll look forward to seeing you in town. Thanks so much.
You guys take care.
All right. Al Oliver, one of the best all time. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, traffic powered by Bowser Nissan, where business is booming. Kathy Bergren.